microphone. Hallelujah. That's close enough. Thank you. Amen. Well, wrapped up, tied up, tangled up in Heather's microphone. I'm wrapped up. Hallelujah. God is so good tonight. Praise the Lord. I can almost reach the pulpit, Pamela. All right. That's what I'm talking about. There we are. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. We're glad you're here tonight to pray for revival. That's what this is all about. We see what God is doing in nations, in people's hearts and lives, but particularly in nations. You know, you can pretty much find somebody somewhere with a testimony of what God is doing in their life. But when you see cities transformed and you see communities transformed and you see nations transformed, then that becomes an awe-inspiring event, because it means it could happen to our city, could happen to our nation. There are people that have, do you know, I meet people, and I won't name any names in that area. You know, people that want me to name names, sometimes it's better not to, because, you know, we might name them sometime. I wouldn't have said that, but since you said it, I can go ahead and say it. Can you say amen? But there are people that do not believe in revival for America. They have given up on America. They are looking for God's judgments to come on this nation, and what they don't realize is that is not the heart of God. It may have to happen. I believe we're under corrective judgments right now, and anybody that disputes that needs to watch the news, read the paper, and take a real honest gauge of what's truly happening in this nation. All you got to do to find out if we're under a national blessing or a national curse from God is read Deuteronomy 28. Amen. Are we the head or the tail? Are we lending or are we borrowing? Well, clearly we're borrowing. We're not lending. We're borrowing from people who really don't think very much of us and don't like us very much. And we're in a debt. Can I give you, somebody used about the national debt that we're involved with right now. This really put it in perspective for me, because I don't have a clue what a trillion is. I can't put that in. I can't get that. Somehow, $1 trillion, but $1 trillion, $1 trillion. If it was seconds, a trillion seconds would be 38 years. Think about that. Now, there's a math question. Maybe it's the national debt that ends up that. But what I'm saying is, whatever we're facing right now, if the dollars were seconds, it would add up to 38 years. You understand what I'm saying? That many dollars, that's a big thing. In fact, it's so big, it's going to take the Lord and His blessing back on this nation to help us. No political party, no president can undo this mess without God's blessing. Can everybody say amen to that tonight? Well, having said that, will you stand to your feet? I got good news. God is still on the throne, and you just happen to be in a church that still believes in what the Scripture says about God's people and healing lands. Amen? I don't believe America's too far gone. I believe in revival. Amen. I believe in restoration. I believe there's hope because of God's word that said, if my people, which are called by my name, would humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked way, I will heal from heaven and I will heal their land. You say, Pastor, you don't understand how sinful it is. Oh, yes, I do. And God addressed that issue too. He said, where sin doth abound, amen, that is a candidate for a superabounding grace in that circumstance. God is a great and mighty God, and He's not willing that any perish, but that all might have eternal life. He takes no pleasure in the death of him that dies, so He says, why will you die? Oh, house of Israel, you have an option, and we have an option. Praise God. And so we're glad you're here tonight to pray for revival, and I pray you'll get excited over intercessory prayer, and that God will stir our hearts, and we will pray like we've never prayed, trust like we've never trusted, and we will pray with desperation, with anticipation, expectation. Let's just put it this way simply. We pray with desperation because we can't do without God's help. Yeah. But we pray with expectation, because when we pray like that, God has promised to respond to us. Amen. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. So let's get desperate for God and expect Him to show up and show out and move mightily. Can you say amen? Heavenly Father, I'm going to open tonight because I just feel like it. Praise God. We're this far into it. Lord, I thank you for your blessings this morning. I thank you, Lord, that we came here tonight with the Hosanna in our heart for you. I thank you, Father, for calling us, Lord, in the Word and by your Spirit into intercessory prayer. I thank you, Lord, for the priestly ministry of every child of God. I thank you that we are called a kingdom of priests and a royal priesthood. And I thank you, Lord, that you have qualified us, Lord, to pray in intercession. And you have challenged us to do this, Lord, that we might see you move like you're moving in other nations. Lord, we want to see you continue to do that around the world. But Lord, we want to see you move right here in America. We want to see you move in our churches. We want to see you move in our families. Father, in the name of Jesus, we've come for that purpose tonight, to be stir ourselves up to lay hold on you in the name of Jesus, till you come down and rend the heavens and manifest your might and your power to deliver, to set free, to stir us to a mighty revival, hallelujah, in this nation. And let it begin with people just like us in the name of Jesus. And everybody said, amen and amen. Let's lift him up tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You are my King. When my son came to the Lord, and I had a long talk with him today, and he's got issues like everybody else. But one issue he had reassured me today is settled, and that is that Jesus is the King of his heart and the King of his soul. Praise the Lord. And when he came out of all those years of alcoholism and God gloriously delivered him, and then as a bonus, we were not, of course, we all want to be healed. We want our children healed. But we were not in some intensive seeking God for healing. We were so rejoicing over his salvation. Yeah. And he was just rejoicing to be saved. And he said, buddy, good to see you tonight. Praise God. It's good to have you with us. My wife said you came by today, and I'm glad to see you tonight. Amen. And when God delivered my son from 38 years of acute alcoholism, amen, and set him free. I mean set him free. Amen. We were so rejoicing over him being set free. And he called me and he said, Dad, he said, if I only live 6 more months, because it had damaged his liver to a place of it wasn't functioning correctly at all. The doctor told him that, you know, they had to run more tests, but he wouldn't live just a short time if he continued to drink. He said something had to give. He said, I thank God, he said, for bringing me to the place where something had to happen. I couldn't just go on and go on like this anymore. He was thanking God for not being able to keep anything on his stomach. He was thanking God for the bleeding. He was thanking God for even the liver condition. And I said, that something has changed when you do something. When salvation and your eternal destiny means more than your temporal convenience. Amen. And he said, Dad, if I live 6 more months, and that was more or less the window he was looking at, and said, if I live 6 more months, he said, I'll be free from alcohol, and Jesus is my King. He said, it's okay. I did this to myself. So we were not in some intensive, and I'm going to tell you something we didn't do, and I don't want to get over into that, because don't get me started, Sean. But he didn't have to buy. He couldn't have bought with $1 billion the grace and mercy that saved him and healed him. It's not for sale. It's not for sale. Because we were not redeemed or healed or delivered or set free with corruptible things as silver and gold after the tradition of your fathers, but with the precious blood of a lamb. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. And he went back to the doctor. Once, first thing that happened was that he didn't have any withdrawal. He's been institutionalized several times with acute alcoholism, alcohol poisoning, tried to come off of it, and they gave him heavy medication. One time in a mental ward, trying to get off of the alcohol. He had zero withdrawal. They gave him medication. He didn't take any of it. He said, I'm waiting for it to come, and it never came. The DTs, the delirium tremors, never came. God delivered him, amen, saved him, delivered him from alcoholism. And he went back to the doctor to get the report, and the doctor said, your liver is functioning above what is the healthy normal rate. God has, and he mentioned the name of God three times in as he talked with him. Amen. He didn't tell him he was lucky. He didn't tell him, boy, you are fortunate. He said, God, God, God. He recognized it had to be supernatural intervention. Hallelujah. To do what was done, to undo what sin had done. God is a great and mighty and gracious and good God. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. So he's my king tonight too. Let's sing this song unto him. Hallelujah. We spend years in church. We hear the scriptures taught. We have a genuine relationship with the Lord that we can come to that time with peace in our heart. My dad is still struggling with whether, you know, he's truly, truly ready. He's always had something that has that the enemy has used, and he has believed more than he's believed the testimony of the blood of Jesus on that mercy seat. Well, I believe the testimony of the blood of Jesus on that mercy seat tonight. And my dad asked me, don't you ever doubt? I said, never. I doubt me, but I don't doubt him. Can you say amen? I doubt me many times, but I never doubt that that blood that was sprinkled the mercy seat in heaven, hallelujah, was enough to save my soul, because I have trusted Jesus Christ. That's as far as I can go. That's as much as I can do, is trust in the finished work of Jesus Christ. Now, I live for the Lord. I won't turn back. The Bible said we're made partakers of Christ if we keep the beginning of our confidence steadfast unto the end. But I want you to know it's Jesus that I'm trusting for my salvation. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. Well, God is good tonight. It's good to have that peace down on the inside. Hallelujah. Amen. If I could give it away, I would give it to everybody that I meet. But you have to achieve that in your personal walk with God tonight. I love 1 John. It talks so clearly. And it said that I've spoken these things to you that you might know that you have eternal life. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. This is a no-so thing. It's too important not to no-so tonight. So this song was written out of a no-so heart based on the Word of God and the finished work of Jesus. Let's sing it before the Lord tonight. Hallelujah. Moments. We're going to have a song, maybe all of it, I'm not sure, but just read the lyrics at the bottom because it's in Dutch. It's from Christians in Holland. And since this church has the wonderful privilege and opportunity of ministering by radio and by the internet, we're actually, the gospel is going to the Netherlands and to Holland matter of fact, we had tape, had a missionary that left here, became a missionary to working with a ministry in Holland, and she left here and took a whole mess of tapes. In fact, Pamela, will you hand me that one with the lamb on it? She took that right here, that tape set in particular, and bought that to distribute to a ministry in Holland that was taking people that were sex slaves that had been sold into slavery when they were children, got them hooked on drugs, and then took them away from their families, took them to other places. And when someone, there was a ministry to hook up with these ladies to get them out of that and to bring them to a place of healing. You can't imagine a 12-year-old girl that's been sexually abused since 12 and put on the street and filled with fear and disattached to her family and hooked on drugs. This picture, but it was a series about the Lamb of God about the offering that Jesus came and the healing power that is in the blood of Jesus and the grace of God. Hallelujah. So she let us know when she left here to go to that ministry, she was taking that particular tape set to see healing take place in these ladies and use it in Holland as a tool of ministry. So even before they started downloading in Holland, amen, the ministry had preceded even us going on to the radio. Shortly after we got here, that happened. God has done things through this little ministry that we could have never achieved. And I'm just glad to see the gospel, people celebrating Palm Sunday, singing the hosannas of God in Holland in the Dutch language. And thought you just might like to get a taste of what God is doing in other nations before we tell you what God's doing down in South America in mighty revival. Praise the Lord. And Miss Sherry, if you will give us a little bit of a enhancement for this. Praise God. Look at the lyrics at the bottom. It's in Dutch, Spanish, and they're singing it in Dutch and English at the bottom. There's joy.